My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing, or new, houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we talked about reducing the air leakage inherent with attic pull-down stairs. This week, we're going to look at insulating rim joists. Rim joists are another of our low-hanging fruit energy upgrades. A rim joist is the band of framing between the wooden, often pressure-treated plate that sits flat on top of your foundation wall and the bottom of your first floor subfloor. It's what the ends of your floor joists attach to. Multi-story stick-built houses have rim joists between each level. Today, we're only looking at the rim joist that's most easily accessible, that one being the one that is accessible from the basement or crawl space. Rim joists are also referred to as band joists. If your house is built in a slab, you don't have a first floor rim joist. What we are looking to do is add insulation to this often neglected space. I'm going to talk you through three different ways to do it. First, here's the quickest and easiest. It's not as effective as the two to follow, but given a choice between doing this and doing nothing, do this. You'll need unfaced fiberglass bat insulation and plastic bags. When working with fiberglass, be sure to wear gloves and a mask. Eye protection's a good idea as well. Cut the fiberglass bats about an inch larger than the space between your floor joists. We're aiming for a fiberglass thickness of about 12 inches. Attic bats are great, or double up what you may have on hand. Put that oversized 12-inch thick piece of fiberglass in a plastic bag, such as a kitchen trash bag. Loosely fold the bag down. Now, pressure fit that bag full of insulation into the rim joist cavity. The next way we'll look at uses unfaced rigid foam insulation and cans of expanding foam. Cut and fit the foam to fit the rim joist cavity. We want to end up with at least 2 inches of foam. You can build that up in layers if you have thinner stock on hand. Don't drive yourself crazy trying to get that perfectly squeaky tight fit. It's an awkward spot and there's usually stuff in the way. Once you've got foam in all of your rim joist cavities, seal all the gaps with expanding foam. The third and last way we'll look at today uses spray foam. You can buy spray foam kits, also known as froth packs. They come in various sizes. Measure the total space you'd like to insulate. Let's say, for example, your house measures 24 by 30 feet, and you have 2x12 floor joists. In this example, you've got 108 lineal feet of rim joist 12 inches deep, so 108 square feet. A board foot is 12 inches by 12 inches by 1 inch thick. 108 square feet of rim joist at 1 inch thick foam coverage would require a froth pack with 108 board feet. At a 2 inch coverage, 216 board feet are needed. Aim for between 2 and 3 inches when deciding what size to get. Of the three techniques, rigid foam cut to fit, then foamed in place will work best for most people. It's more effective than the insulation in bags, as effective as spray foam, but at a lower cost and doesn't require the safety gear spray foam will. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.